Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Watching our federal government is very discouraging on a daily basis and upsetting, especially when I see that our former president commuted the sentences of over 1,700 criminals that were all convicted felons. So I was reminded of a word of encouragement from a good friend of mine. He said, "When the world wearies and ceases to amuse, there is always the garden, or for some, there is always the patio and a glass of wine." On a positive note, I just read about the number of people that are visiting our national parks, like Yellowstone, Zion, Bryce, and Yosemite. And of course, there is the monument to our great presidents at Mount Rushmore. I am proud to say that I have visited them all, including two trips to Mount Rushmore. In this article, it was reported that in 2016, Zion had 4.3 million visitors, Yellowstone with the same amount, and overall, our national parks had 300 million visitors. The parking lots in some of these parks are filling up by 9 a.m. each morning, and there are hour-long waits to get into the park. A reservation system is now being considered. Here's some facts on the election. Donald Trump won the popular vote in 31 states to Hillary's 19 and in District of Columbia. Trump led in the total popular vote for all states except California. Hillary won California 5,800,000 to Trump's 3,100,000. That's 61.6% to 33.1%, exclusive of the other candidates. Thus, California gave Hillary the popular vote for all states, as claimed by the Democrats. But deduct her California vote from her national vote, leaving her with 54,900,000, and deduct Trump's California vote from his national total, it leaves him with 57,100,000. That means he wins in a landslide in the other 49 states, 51% to 48%. So, in effect, Hillary was elected president of California, and Trump was elected president of the rest of the country by a substantial margin. I leave you with a point to ponder. This exemplifies the wisdom of our Electoral College. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.